When you really want a job opportunity or you really want someone to like you and it's still not happening, it might be time to let it go. Before you get too frustrated with that relationship or opportunity that's not working out, let it go. You've probably heard this saying before. If you love something, let it go. If it returns, it's yours. If it doesn't, it wasn't. If you love someone, set them free. If they come back, they're yours. If they don't, they never were. In my career, I've held on to certain client relationships too long because I really want to get them to the point where they see the value in public relations and how to use it properly. When in reality, I know deep down inside, they will never see the value because they are fighting with me the whole time to make it something that it's not, such as a direct response tool to sell more products or services. In my personal life, I've held on to certain friendships too long, hoping that my time invested in that person will one day be reciprocated, only to find during my time of need, they don't show up. The pitch challenge today, take the blinders off in both your career and personal life. What relationships or opportunities are you forcing to make work with no progress or success? Let them go. Stop pursuing, pushing, responding, following up, and just disconnect. When I've let clients go freely, I've had some come back after they realized they were missing out on something by not having a solid PR program in place. The friends I've let go, well, I'm sorry to admit that few have come back. In fact, I'm frequently floored at how many just easily disappear from my life without as much as a second glance. But this is actually a blessing in disguise because the more you can remove yourself from people who do not appreciate you, the more you can make room for the people who will.